Time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Legacy Box is an effortless way to have your outdated media digitally preserved on a modern format. Right now, they're offering 40% off so you can ensure your memories are safe for generations. I've used Legacy Box before. Legacy Box at LegacyBox.com is terrific. Give the gift of memories this year for an anniversary you or your spouse will never forget. Get started reclaiming all the priceless footage you have not been able to see in years. Legacy Box helps bring new life to your old media by unlocking those trapped family memories and putting them on a modern digital format that's easy to use. I've used Legacy Box. I highly encourage you guys to check it out as well. It's an easy way to affordably and digitally preserve your past. With this exclusive offer, now's the perfect time to start turning your aging tapes into things that last forever. Right now, Legacy Box is offering 40% off. So your family can celebrate meaningful moments at a fraction of the normal price. LegacyBox.com/Kirk. That's LegacyBox.com/Kirk. LegacyBox.com/Kirk.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figuerella uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Fisher-Price is recalling a model of its baby soothers.
Fisher-Price says four infants died in its 4-in-1 Rock and Glide soothers. They were placed on their backs unrestrained and later found on their stomachs. The soothers are meant to mimic the motion of a baby being rocked in someone's arms. Fisher-Price is also recalling a similar product, a 2-in-1 Soothe and Play Glider. There were no reported deaths connected to it. The acting chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Robert Adler, says inclined products, gliders, soothers, rockers, and swings are not safe for infant sleep due to the risk of suffocation. The children who died were between 11 weeks and 4 months old. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. employers added 559,000 jobs in May. That's an improvement from April's sluggish gain. But still evidence that many companies are struggling to find enough workers as the economy rapidly recovers from the pandemic recession. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says some fields are still having trouble filling jobs.
Construction workers, there's a shortage there. Manufacturing workers, that continues to be an issue. Tech workers in general. So they're having some difficulty in finding workers. That being said, we do see wages rising. I think we'll be able to pull in some workers from the sidelines over the next year or so. And I expect that job growth will remain pretty good throughout the rest of 2021 and into 2022.
A separate figure indicated that too few people are looking for jobs compared to demand from employers. This mismatch means wages are rising sharply, but it also means that inflation could be elevated until market forces sort out supply chains and hiring. On Wall Street, the Dow by 179 points, the NASDAQ rose 199, the S&P 500 advancing 37, oil up to $69.62 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Good afternoon. It's 3:04. We're busy here at the KMZQ News Flash Desk. I'm Jim Dallas. Less than a month away from its first scheduled major event, the parking plan for Allegiant Stadium has finally been revealed. Raiders officials say the team spent $50 million on parking-related expenses, with the plan dividing parkings into several different lots. Raiders President Mark Bedane says there are 35,000 parking spots within 1 mile of the stadium, costing between $40 and $100, depending on the location. There are also about 6,000 tailgating spots, also ranging in price from $40 to $100. The Strip will play a major role in parking plans, as officials expect more than 20,000 fans to walk from the resort corridor to the stadium on game or event days. The FBI is offering up to a $10,000 reward for any information leading to the identity of a young boy who was found dead last week in the Mountain Springs. FBI Special Agent Jeremy Schwartz says the reward money is being offered for information which leads to the IDing of the boys or a suspect or a person of interest in his death.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for a crash. It's consuming the right lane, 215 westbound. That's before Green Valley, a vehicle fire there. Also, you're slow back to Gibson there on 215 westbound. And another crash, that's on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound, past Sahara. You're bumper to bumper back to the Spaghetti Bowl there on 15 South.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday, June 4th. Good to have you with us. I know 2022 seems like a long ways away, but it is just around the corner. We've got midterm elections coming up, and no better person to talk to about that and a whole lot more. Tommy Hicks, the Republican National Committee National Co-Chair, he joins us. Tommy, thanks for taking some time on a Friday with us.
Well, happy Friday, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Let me just ask you, 2022 is coming up, and can you talk a little bit about what's going to be important to voters in 2022, the midterms?
Well, I think, first of all, voters want to know that their vote is indeed going to count. And so the RNC is investing heavily in election integrity so that we can share that across the country and all the states so that people have confidence. And, you know, we're also continuing to register voters. We're continuing to invest in different communities, whether it's African-American or Hispanic communities. We got to keep having conversations and showing people and telling them why the Republican Party is a party for all Americans who value liberty, economic freedom, and prosperity, and the opportunity to have a better country when we're gone for our children, just like we had when we were born.
And is that why Tim Scott from South Carolina is a major part of a seven-figure TV ad buy? I think it's great stuff, and he's a great representative for the party. But is that at least part of your thinking there?
Yeah, and we're really excited about this ad buy. Tim Scott has done a great job of articulating exactly what the American dream is, how he got to participate in it. He did a terrific job in the rebuttal of Joe Biden's address to the joint session of Congress. But we had so many reasons to be optimistic going into 2022. Obviously, you know, our country's a little bit sick right now. We've had two jobs reports in a row that have been very disappointing. But the Republicans and the American people know exactly what it's going to take to fix it. We've got to make sure that we elect Republicans to control the House, control the Senate, so we can have pro-growth. Probably just as importantly is stopping this radical left Democrat Party from continuing to throw our country down the drain and ship jobs overseas.
You mentioned the jobs report. You want to go through it, the stuff you liked, the stuff you didn't like that you saw in this jobs report?
I mean, I think it's always a good thing when 600,000 Americans get a job when they're looking for them. But what I don't like to see, and what is a 20% miss from what the economists were thinking we would have, and then a historic miss in April, because Democrat governors and mayors of Democrat cities are not letting their citizens go back to work. They're not opening up schools. And so you've seen 25 Republican governors across the country quit this crazy policy where you pay people not to go to work, and they have lockdowns that prevent parents from being able to get a job when they're forced to be at home to raise their kids and educate their kids. So you're seeing the Republican states drive what's left of the recovery that President Trump and Republicans gave the American people after this pandemic.
You know what sticks out, especially when CNN or MSNBC does it. They'll put a map, and you'll see all these red states that are doing great, and they're opening up, and and then you see the blue states that are down in the mud, kind of stuck in the mud, so to speak. And I keep thinking to myself, are we developing a bunch of states that are successful with red state policies and blue states with blue state policies? Is that the sort of thing you can actually put on the ballot and say, hey, you want to be like them, fine, go vote blue, but if you want to be like these red states, vote red. Is that going to be something that you can use as a campaign tactic or a strategy?
Oh, I think one of the things that we, the RNC, will continue to do is make sure that the American people all over understand what the Democrats' policies are doing to our different states and communities. And you're seeing massive migrations into Texas, I mean, into Nevada from California. The blue states have lots of problems, and people are waking up. We've registered 70,000 voters in Pennsylvania this year already, and don't think for a second the Democrats aren't starting to take notice. And so hopefully, people who are elected Democrats start thinking maybe we shouldn't go through with this radical Biden administration agenda, because we will not get elected in 2022. And I think that Americans have a long enough memory to know how difficult this past year has been for all of us, all parents, those of us with kids, and are going to vote for a massive red wave.
Again, Tommy Hicks joining us, Republican National Committee National Co-Chair. And I don't mean to drag you into local politics, but here we just had a bill, AB 321, that codifies, memorializes a lot of the pandemic stuff, including ballot harvesting, at-home voting, things like that, that are really going to be bad for our democracy. And I'm just curious, the question I always ask, well, here in Nevada, it's the law. If SB 1 passes, it'll probably be national law. But I'm just curious, are we doing anything at the RNC or on our side to develop a ballot harvesting operation to deal with at-home voting? Are we doing anything to do it better than the Democrats?
Well, what we need to do, what we are doing, is making sure that we do everything we can do to help all the different states pass laws that do not codify what happened with under COVID era rules. And it's sad that this is happening in Nevada, but I think this gives people an opportunity to go run for office and make a difference and put an end to this madness. We need to recruit candidates from all over the place to run on issues that matter. And I think voter integrity is going to matter to all Americans. Everybody's already really upset with how things went in the last election. And I think we just need to provide the resources that we will provide to Republicans who stand for voter integrity.
I want to ask you, this falls under the heading of current news. Former President Trump was suspended for 2 more years by Facebook. And I'm just curious, will big tech be on the ballot in 2022? Is that going to be an issue that will resonate with folks?
I think it should be, absolutely. We've all known that the mainstream media was in the Democrats' pocket, and it became amazingly clear, crystal clear, in this last election what big tech was trying to do and did to conservatives. We're not going to stand for this, and it will absolutely be on the ballot 22.
Let me just ask you. The president, the former president's going to speak tomorrow in North Carolina. Any idea what he'll be talking about?
No, but I know he's excited to go talk directly to the people of North Carolina. And the state chair there is really excited to have him. It's a record crowd, and I can't wait to watch the footage.
Me too. A lot of people asking, what's the role of the president? He's been coy. In fact, there were people from here in Nevada that traveled to Bedminster a week ago and had a 3-hour dinner with him. And I said, did you get any idea if he's running? He says, not really. Is there any indication of whether he'll run again in 2024?
Well, I think he said it himself. He's 100% thinking about it. But whether he does or not, we are laser focused on the midterms. We've got to stop the madness that is the Democrat Party right now. And we have a deep bench should he decide not to. Or if he does, we're going to run on our side. And anybody on our side, I can guarantee you that this is better than Joe Biden or Kamala Harris.
In our final minute, I've got to ask you, the three issues, or two issues if you've got them, that are going to be on the minds of voters come 2022?
I think the economy is always an issue, and that's not just jobs. That's also how much you're paying at the gas pump, how much you're paying for your groceries and your the food for your kids. I think also the border is in crisis right now, and it's as a Texan, it's tragic to watch some of this stuff. And people know it's crisis, and Joe Biden has totally ignored it and buried his head in the sand on this. And I think quality of life is going to be a big issue. And Republicans stand for law enforcement and for people being able to go to school and for parents to be able to go to work.
Final question, 30 seconds. Are you going to be pouring more resources into Nevada? You have in the past. Will you be doing it again? Are we still going to be a battleground state?
Well, we have a great state party there. We love working with them. Our view is every state, every district is in play going into 2022. And we're going to keep investing in resources, keep growing the party, stay in touch with communities, ask questions, and talk about what we stand for. and recruit candidates who can identify with voters all across the country. So, yes, Nevada will be in our game plan.
Tommy, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
There you go. Tommy Hicks, the Republican National Committee National Co-Chair, joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nevada may be the driest state in the nation, but we're still at risk of flooding year-round. As waters rise in our rivers during the winter and spring, and flash floods come with no warning in the summer, it's important to protect yourself, your family, home, pets, and livestock. Most homeowners insurance does not cover flooding. Typically, there is a 30-day waiting period from the date of purchase before flood insurance coverage becomes effective. Flood insurance covers your home and your possessions inside of it, with the ability to recover faster and more fully. Nevada floods. Are you prepared? There are steps you can take now to mitigate risks. Visit NevadaFloods.org to find out if your home is in a flood-prone area, what to do before, during, and after a flood, and obtain flood insurance information. Visit NevadaFloods.org. Don't wait until it's too late.
This message sponsored by a FEMA grant, the Nevada Division of Water Resources, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour, brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call them right now, would you please? 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. You know what today is? Today is the day we work for all week long. And now it's here. It's the best day of the week.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, it's come Friday. On. You know better. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week. We plan for it. We work hard for it. I just love that. We got a big show for you today. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to talk with two candidates that are getting an early start on the 2022 midterm elections. One is Jesse Turner, a GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He wants to unseat Dina Titus. And Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance, who's running in CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford, and two very critical elections in our state. And they could have a profound effect on who's got the gavel in the House of Representatives. We'll talk about with both of those candidates coming up in just a bit. First, though, this has become interesting, listening to Sean Hannity go after Dr. Anthony Fauci. And one of the things that I find fascinating is that every night, it seems, as these emails are sifted through, these Fauci emails are sifted through, we're getting more and more reasons why there's going to be increasing pressure on Dr. Fauci to step down. The guy that we trusted all those many months, along with Dr. Birx, we trusted them. They were a part of the task force. And now we're finding more and more reasons why it looks like Dr. Fauci is going to have to go. He's either going to have to resign or Biden is going to have to fire him. But this was Sean Hannity last night. And this was last night. More reasons why Dr. Fauci must go. This is from Fox News Channel. Here it is.
More damning revelations surrounding Anthony Fauci and the country of China and what we have been describing as gain-of-function research. As we explained last night, gain-of-function research, that involves researchers engineering viruses to make them more potent and thus more dangerous, more lethal. The practice is so risky, it was banned in the U.S. for several years. In 2012, though, Dr. Fauci, he actually argued that the benefits of gain-of-function research are worth risking even a global pandemic caused by a lab leak. Now, less than 10 years later, the world was upended by COVID-19, which was likely created through gain-of-function research at this Wuhan Institute of Virology and leaked into the world, killing millions, 600,000 Americans. On January 31st, 2020, a team of top scientists warned Dr. Fauci that COVID-19, their research, showed them it looked like it had been engineered. This is 10 days after the first identified case of coronavirus in the U.S. Also the same day Trump put in his xenophobic and hysterical travel ban. Now, Fauci and the entire world knew that the Wuhan facility was experimenting with gain of function with coronaviruses. Logically, any idiot could have realized on January 31st, 2020, that a Wuhan lab leak was plausible and possibly responsible for the pandemic. If you brought the question up, you are a conspiracy theorist. You're talking about debunked conspiracy theories. Not so debunked anymore, are they? Emails now prove that Dr. Fauci knew that everything was happening in the lab, and he was showing great concern that, in fact, NIH money that he was in charge of was being used to do all of this. We may have actually paid for this. And for months in public, Fauci treated the lab leak hypothesis as a Fox News conspiracy theory. He said there was no scientific evidence the coronavirus was made in a Chinese lab, even though he got that note on January 31st on 2020. He strongly implied that all signs pointed to the virus originating in nature, just the opposite of what he was told. So why did he do this? What did Fauci know, and when did Fauci know it? Again, new emails from February 1st, the day after 2020,